Good afternoon, everybody, and Brishus, Rabbi Schreier, and all those who are with us as well. We have a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis, where the Gemara talks about Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara says that there were 10 takanos that Ezra HaSofer instituted, and one of those seems to be the takana, says the Gemara, Shekorim B'mincha B'Shabbos. One of the takanos of Ezra was that you should read from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos by Mincha. And number two, V'korim B'Sheni V'Chamisha, that you should read on Monday and Thursday as well. This was one of the institutions that Ezra came up with. Ask the Gemara, really? Ezra HaSofer is the first one to come up with this idea of Kriyas HaTorah. Don't we know this is something that was around way before Ezra HaSofer came around into the world? Why? Because the pasuk says, "Vayelchu shloshes yamim b'midbar v'lo matzim mayim." They went 3 days and they couldn't have water. And the Gemara says that from here we learn that mayim is really Torah. So they went 3 days without Torah, and then the Jewish people suffered because of that. They were complaining. So after that, they made a takana that you should never go 3 days without learning Torah. And the way to do that was to make sure that we always have Kriyas HaTorah within the middle of the week. That's what the Gemara says. So don't you see already that this was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is it that the Gemara attributes the idea of Kriyas HaTorah to Ezra HaSofer if in fact it was around way before him? Says the Gemara, you're right. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu was the first one who came up with the idea of Kriyas HaTorah, as we find by Mara. V'lo matzumayim, 3 days they didn't go with water, so we don't want that to happen again. So therefore, the Gemara says, really, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea. However, Me'ikara Tiknu Chad Gavra Tlasa Psuki, in the beginning when Moshe Rabbeinu had the idea of Kriyas HaTorah, when he instituted it, it was different than the way we have it now. He instituted you should have one person getting an aliyah, three psukim, and that's it. Inami or Tlasa Gavri Tlasa Psuki, they said that you should have three aliyahs with three psukim, and now we extended it. So Ezra HaSofer patched up the Takana a little bit that was already started off by Moshe Rabbeinu. But the way the Rambam quotes it is that this is Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is a Takana Moshe Rabbeinu based Dino, that we have this idea of having Kriyas HaTorah by Shabbos in the afternoon by Mincha, and Monday and Thursday. The Prima Gadim asked the question, if the whole impetus for having this idea of Kriyas HaTorah during the week is because we don't want someone to go 3 days without learning Torah, don't we say Kriyas Shema every single day? If a person says Kriyas Shema every day, don't we know that Kriyas Shema serves at the minimum? It serves also not only as Kabbalah Samacha Shemayim, but at the minimum, it serves also as a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. So isn't that good enough? Why do we have to have Kriyas HaTorah? Isn't it good enough that we have a mitzvah midaraisa to say Kriyas Shema every day, every night? That should fulfill our obligation, our requirement of Talmud Torah as well. So that's the question of the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim answers, I believe, that there's a major difference. Yes, it's true when you sit down and you recite Kriyas Shema, you have perhaps a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. However, he says, that's just Talmud Torah the Yachid. But we want that everybody should also have the opportunity to perform the mitzvah of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. That's not the same. Fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is sitting on your own, in your own house, learning by yourself, writing by yourself, whatever you're going to do. That's not the same experience as having an experience of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Having a communal session of learning Torah is something that is much greater. My father writes in one of the Svarim from Rav Soloveitchik, he quotes the Hagos Maimini, that the Hagos Maimini quotes a very strange minhag that Rashi had. Hagos Maimini says in Hilchos Tefillah, "Sherashi kishaya mashkim likras b'torah," when Rashi would get up early in the morning. Rashi was probably up 2-3 in the morning. I don't know when he went to sleep, but Rashi was probably up way before the davening, and he used to get up to learn. So he had to say a berachas haTorah. He slept at night, but then he woke up early. So Rashi used to get up and say a berachas haTorah, and then kishaya ba lebeis haKnesses va'omer brachos. Then Rashi used to go later on to shul when it came time for davening, and then they would say all the brachos. Choser Mavarich, he would say the Berachas HaTorah yet a second time. So how is this to be understood? Umedameu lekarim b'Torah. So Rashi said it's similar to a person who makes a Berachas HaTorah in the morning, and then if I'm called up for an aliyah by davening, I go up and I say another Berachas HaTorah. Why? Didn't I make one in the morning? So Rashi said that's the same thing. I learn by myself at home. Now I come to shul and I'm going together with the tzibur to say the entire davening, so I go ahead and I recite the Berachas HaTorah once again. So my father explained from Rav Soloveitchik, what is the interpretation of this minhag in Rashi? How do you understand this? So he said as follows. Dimitchila kishehishkim lilmud kodem shachris. When Rashi got up to learn early in the morning before the davening started, lamad oz talmud Torah diyachid. Then he was only learning his own private learning. Va'achar birchas ha-shachar, however, in the morning when he comes to shul, and now he's joining together with the rest of the tzibur. And now, as a community, we're going to learn together the Perk of Ezeh Mukoman, and we're going to learn together the Brice of the Rabbi Shmuel, if anyone actually says it in the morning. I'm sure in Rashi Shul they did say it. So then he says, Oz, Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Then Rashi had the fulfillment, not of learning his private learning anymore. Now he was learning on the higher level, Talmud Torah de Rabbim. And therefore he says, since he's now involved in a Sug Shonev Talmud Torah, since he's now involved in a totally different context of Talmud Torah, it's not similar at all. Those two experiences cannot be compared at all. Therefore Rashi felt this behooved him to now obligate himself to make a whole new Berachas HaTorah, because everything that he did before only counted for that experience, and now he has a whole new experience. This is the way Rashi explains as well. Person makes a Berachas HaTorah in the morning, that's for himself. However, now that you go up and you represent the Tzibur by your Aliyah, and you're having Talmud Torah Derabim, that would be considered a reason to make a new Berachas HaTorah on your own, because Talmud Torah Derabim is something that is categorically different than Talmud Torah DeYachid. And that's what the Prima Gadim says here. We have an institution of Kriyas HaTorah that we shouldn't go 3 days without water. We shouldn't go 3 days without learning Torah. I say Kriyas Shema every day. I say Kriyas Shema every night. So I'll never have an opportunity to go 3 days without learning Torah. What's the problem? The answer is yes. You have an opportunity to say Kriyas Shema, but that's only your private Kriyas Shema. That's your private Limud HaTorah. However, we want that everybody should have the experience also of the higher Madrega of Talmud Torah, which is the Talmud Torah Derabin. There's a major question. The Gemara seems to learn from a pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Elokeinu. From here, the Gemara seems to learn that there's a mitzvah to say, to recite a Berachas HaTorah. Question is, how come the Rambam doesn't really mention that Berachas HaTorah is Daraisa? Major question, does the Rambam think it's Daraisa? Does he not think it's Daraisa? All the Acharonim have a major discussion as to what the level of obligation of Berachas HaTorah actually is every day. But there are some Acharonim who want to suggest, the Mishkanos Yaakov and others want to suggest, that here's the answer. When you're learning Talmud Torah by yourself, then Birchas HaTorah is only Midrabanan. That's only one level of Talmud Torah. When you're learning Talmud Torah in the context of a community, of a congregation, of a tzibur, then we say Birchas HaTorah is going to be a mitzvah midaraisa, kishem Hashem ekra, when we call out together as a community the name of Hashem by learning Torah, havu godol elokeinu, that's when we have to go ahead and recite a bracha. Again, you see there's a marked distinction between someone who learns Torah by themselves and what we consider to be the higher level of Talmud Torah, which is Talmud Torah Derabim, when we have a participation of a community in the learning that we do. There's a major discussion in the Achronim, what happens if a person is learning Torah and there happens to be a minyan going on and the minyan is saying, let's say, Chazaras Hashat, so do I have to stop every bracha when I hear the end of the bracha? Do I have to answer Amen, even though it's going to stop me from the middle of my learning? Major discussion. What do I have to stop for? What do I not? So, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out in the Halicha Shlomo, obviously, if you're the kind of person that every time your phone rings and every time you have any distraction, you look up right away and you're answering and you're following your emails and you're doing everything in the middle of your learning anyway, then Chazaras Hashat should be no less than answering your phone. However, he says, let's say you're not that kind of person. Let's say you're the kind of person that really takes your learning seriously and you're not just going to be distracted so easily from everything that comes your way. What is my obligation, says Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when I hear a minion that's davening and it's disturbing my tefillah, should I get up in the middle of davening and answer the Chazaras Hashatz, the Amens, the Kedusha, or not? So he says the bottom line is that to answer Amen and Yehei Shmei Rabba and Kaddish, you're not obligated to do. However, he says if you're going to hear Kedusha or Baruch Hu or Modim, then you do have to answer. Why? Because that's going to be noticeable if you choose to stand out. If you choose to ignore it while everyone's bowing Modim and you're just sitting in your seat, that's going to be noticeable that you're not participating with them. Or if everybody's getting up to bow for Baruch Hu and you're the only one who's not, that's going to be noticeable. Therefore, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you should not stop what you're doing. You should stop what you're doing for Baruch Hu, for Modim, and for Kedusha. However, for a regular Amen or for an answering of Kaddish, that a person should not stop their learning to go and participate in that. However, he says, if we have a public shir, if there's Talmud Torah Derabim going on, if let's say there's a Daf Yomi Shir, it's a big shul, Daf Yomi Shir going on in the corner, or you have whatever is happening in the other corner, and now in the front of the shul they're davening with a minyan, says of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you should not stop the public shir, even for Kedusha, even for Baruch Hu, even for Modim. Why? Because Talmud Torah Derabim is Talmud Torah Derabim. We don't stop the public display of Talmud Torah, which is the experience that we consider to be such a lofty experience, so much greater than Talmud Torah DeYachid. We do not stop that. In fact, the Mishnah says, very famously, Asara Shiyosh Moskim HaTorah Shechina Imayim. When you have 10 people learning Torah, the Shechina is going to be there with them. And then the Mishnah says, even if you have 5, and even if you have 3, and even if you have one person learning by himself, the Shechina is going to be there. So ask the Gemara Brachos, Umay Achar, if we know that even if one person is learning Torah by himself, the Shechina is going to be there, why do we have to say, oh, and the Shechina is there by 5, and by 10, and by... We know it's already there by 1, so what do we need the whole list? Says the Gemara, no. When you have Talmud Torah Derabim, when you have 10 people learning together, then the Gemara says, Kadma Shechina Va'asya. Then you have the Shechina comes before them. Let's say we have a Daf Yomi Shir called for 8 o'clock every night. The Shekhinah is already there at 8 o'clock. Even though you're going to start at 8:05, Shekhinah doesn't wait. The Shekhinah comes right away and it's waiting for you already to begin the Shir. That gives us a perspective what it means to have an opportunity to learn Talmud Torah Barabim. The Shekhinah is waiting for us. The Shekhinah is here, ready to hear the Talmud Torah, ready to participate with our learning. And that's an incredible gift that we have. Yeah.
What about when they got a Torah?
Yeah. So it could be that's different because that's Bizayon Sefer Torah. Could be. I don't know. Again, I think the standing up for the Sefer Torah is not Me'ikar Adin. It's, the Gemara says, we learn out from different places. I'm not sure. I have to look it up. I don't know exactly what the halacha would be. Yeah?
Mark, you just say if you're learning, you have to stand for a Talmud Chacham.
But there are stiras in the Gemara whether Talmud Chacham or a Sefer Torah, which one's better? One Gemara says Talmud Chacham is better. One Gemara says Sefer Torah is better. So I don't know exactly. I know when I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I remember that every time the Rosh Hashiva used to sit there during Seder, every time he got up to leave, to go to the bathroom even, the whole Beis Medrash would stand up. I found it extremely annoying. I found it very disruptive that you have five times in the middle of a Seder, the whole Beis Medrash stops learning, everyone stands up. So again, it's a beautiful display of Kavod HaTorah, but look at the fallout because of that. There's a lot of Bittul Torah that's going on as a result. So again, I'm not saying yes or no, I'm just saying from my own experience, I found it to be very disturbing to me, although I thought it was a beautiful minig regardless. I don't know whether it's right or it's wrong. I'm not sure exactly what's the right way to go. We know when Yaakov Avinu is running away from his brother Esav, so Rashi tells us on Chumash that he went 14 years, Rashi quotes the Medrash, he went 14 years to Shem Ve'Eber. Rashi says, even though he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em all those years, Rashi says he wasn't punished for all the years that he was sitting in the yeshiva and learning. Why not? Because Gadol Talmud Torah Yoser MiKibud Av V'Em. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Av V'Em. Now, this is a very difficult passage in the Gemara to understand. That's the Gemara Megillah. But how is that to be understood? Don't we know that Talmud Torah gets pushed aside for anything? If you have a mitzvah that comes your way and you're in the middle of learning, you go and stop your learning to go perform the mitzvah. That's even for a mitzvah midrabanan, the Gemara says. Even if you have Mikra Megillah, which clearly is only a mitzvah midrabanan, everybody knows that, and you have a person who's sitting and learning, the Gemara says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, the Mikra Megillah. You have to stop learning Torah to go read from the Megillah, even though that's only midrabanan. So if you find that Talmud Torah is pushed aside, so how do you explain by Yaakov Avinu? How come Yaakov Avinu wasn't punished? And you say, Kibud Av V'Em takes a second fiddle to Talmud Torah. How is that to be understood? So the Pischei Tshuva in Yerodea, Hilchos Kibud Av V'Em, discusses it, and he says, well, maybe the answer is that you're right. If the father asks you to go ahead and get him a cup of coffee or to help him out and do things that nobody else is able to do, so of course you should help him. However, if the father is just asking something that he could have asked anybody else to do and he easily is able to get somebody else to help him to do that, so then we say that it's better you should learn Torah than to help the father because it's not going to be such an embarrassment to the father that you're not helping him because he can easily get the help even without you. That's what the Pischei Tshuva says, and maybe that's the way he reconciles what's the story with Yaakov Avinu. Either way, we know that Talmud Torah basically would also be pushed aside for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. Maybe the story of Yaakov Avinu is a little different. You have to figure out what the details are. But generally we would say Talmud Torah gets pushed aside even for Kibud Av V'Em. However, there's a very, very famous story in the Sefer Chutah Meshulash, which I have a very difficult time understanding. But again, I'm not the Chassam Sofer and I'm not Rabbi Kiva Eger, but this is in their Sefer, where they say that the mother of the Chasofer was very old, and she was living in Frankfurt in Germany. He was living in Pressburg. I don't know where Pressburg was. I think it was not that far. She sent a message that she's getting old and she wants to see her son, the Chassam Sofer. And he was busy with the yeshiva in Pressburg. He was the Rosh Hashiva. So he went to the Beis Din of Pressburg and he presented them with his shaila. What should I do? My mother sent me a message, Kibud Av V'Em. She wants to see me before she passes away. And I am the Rosh Hashiva here. What am I supposed to do? Am I Mevatel Torah in order to go ahead and visit my mother or not? So again, it's a difficult kind of story because I think any regular child, again, the Chassam Sofer wasn't a regular person, but any regular person would have said, of course, your mother wants to see you before she dies, obviously you should get there. However, the Chassam Sofer, the psak that he was given by the Beis Din in Pressburg was that because he's involved, he's responsible for so much Talmud Torah Derabim, and if he's going to leave, there will not be the opportunity to have the experience of Talmud Torah Derabim. They told him as a psak, he's not allowed to go. He's not allowed to go. That story is recorded in the official biography of the Chassam Sofer in the Chutah Meshulash. And there they write that again. If the Chassam Sofer was only worried about his own learning, of course, you stop your own learning to go visit the mother. However, since the Chassam Sofer was responsible for Talmud Torah Derabim, Talmud Torah Derabim is something that is extremely important, and that's what the Prima Gadim points out. That's why Kriyas HaTorah is something that is taken with a very serious degree of sensitivity, and it's something that we should not laugh off, because Talmud Torah Derabim is much greater than the Kriya Shema that we recite each and every day. Let's just close. Now we're in the middle of Yimei Evel. We're in the middle of the 3 weeks on the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And there's a passage in the Tanah Devei Eliyahu where he writes that Talmud Torah Derabim will play a very critical and central role in the ultimate time of the Geula. The Tanah Devei Eliyahu writes, Ein Yisrael Negalim, when it comes time for us to be redeemed. It's not going to be Mitoch Hatzar. It's not going to be because of pain or because of torment from our enemies. Lo Mitoch Hashibut. It's not because of servitude. It's not because of enslavement. And it's not going to be Mitoch HaTiltul. It's not going to be because of exhaustion or weakness. Lo Mitoch HaTiruf. It's not going to be because of confusion and turmoil. We're not going to know what's up, what's down, disorientation. Lo Mitoch HaDechak. It's not going to be because we're going to be so poor and we need to have a Geula. Lo Mitoch She'en LaHamazonos. It's also not going to be because we're not going to have any money to sustain ourselves and we're going to cry out that we should get a Geula. No. Ella, you know what's going to bring about the Geula, says the Gemara, says the Tanah Devei Eliyahu, written by none other than Eliyahu HaNavi. I would take his word for it. Mitoch Hasara b'nei Adam Shehim Yoshvim Ze Eitzel Ze. What is the Geula? What is going to bring about the Geula, says Eliyahu HaNavi? Mitoch Hasara b'nei Adam, when you have 10 people, Shehim Yoshvim Ze Eitzel Ze, that they sit next to one another, V'yekol Echad Mehem Kore V'shona Im Chavero. And each one is going to sit down and talk to his friend and learn Torah together as a group, V'kolam Nishma, and their voice of learning Torah Barabim will be heard. That is going to bring about the Geula Shanamar Uvahart Tzion Tia Pleita. That, says the Tanah Devei Eliyahu, is something that we can ensure ourselves if we make sure to have a serious attitude toward Talmud Torah Derabim, which obviously Kriyas HaTorah gives us the very easy opportunity to do every couple of days. Then we are able to be ensured that we will have the ultimate Geula, as Eliyahu HaNavi promises us here in this Medrash. Shemir Tzeshem will continue in the next couple of days.